Hi, Sean CFM. What's up? You're chilling with me, TP. Today in the studio, I'm super nervous because we've got like the number one girl group in Malaysia, our Malaysians Pride. Give it up for Dola. Woo!
Hey guys.
Hello, everyone.
Oh my goodness. How are you guys feeling today?
Good.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It is our pleasure.
Okay. So, Dola, let me just straight away ask about your latest release, the song Bad. Tell us about the song.
Okay, so our latest release is it's kind of about the same theme as before. It's about positivity and like girls, girl power and everything, but it's much more of a level up from the previous singles, because we all put in our individual thoughts on this song and much more compared to the previous songs.
Oh, so
yeah,
do you
actually, actually this song is initially about like, you know, being your baddest self. Everyone has a baddie in them, and you know, being confident and not letting anyone tell you you can't do anything. And actually initially the song was about a girl who had her heart broken, and you know what, this guy was just toxic and she's telling him, you mess up one more time, game over for you.
Oh, game over.
But of course the song is both for male and female, so
of course. And the thing is, like, all this while I've heard of your songs, it's always about women empowerment. I mean, more of a positive kind of vibe, like Watch Me Glow. And like you said, Watch Me Glow previously is like, you're gonna watch how I'll glow up, and now this song is like, you better run because I'm bad. And I can feel like that step up of it. It's really, really cool. And just now you mentioned, like, you were you part of making the song Bad?
We definitely had more input in the music making side of things. And also, of course, the music video as well. So a lot of it had each of our individual opinions and ideas. So much more involved in this project. So
I think that's cool. So is there any interesting stories while your guys are shooting for the music video of Bad? Because it looks awesome. Like when I first saw it, it reminds me of K-pop music video straight away. And so tell us, any stories behind it?
You know what? Actually, the whole day is full of interesting things. While we're dancing, you know, our shoes are flying off. There's moments where, no, really. And our skirts are literally torn from the dancing. And, you know, our backup dancer had a nosebleed from dancing too hard. I know.
Wow.
A lot of drama happened.
Our ears, like, we have like ear cuffs and everything, and it flew, and there's just many things that flew. And then
a lot of flying things.
Was it because of the wind?
No,
because
it's
of the hair flips. Hardcore dancing and
the hair flips, the head flips, you know.
It's really funny. Like, our staff would find random like rings and earrings on the ground. They'd be like, hey, whose is this?
Right. Oh my goodness. But all of your no injuries, right? You're above, you're all safe.
Thankfully.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Right now we're gonna take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Dola right after this. TFM always with
this
you.
Is TFM 102.7 in Kuching, 100.7 in Cebu, 102.8 in KK. TFM always with you.
Hey, what's up? You're back on a nice show on TFM here. Hello, what's up? It's your host TP. Okay, tonight we've got Dola in the house, y'all. I'm so excited to talk to them. Now, Dola, just let me talk about your single Bad that was recently released. Now, I want to ask you a very hot topic question. Would you girls consider yourself to be Malaysia's first K-pop girl group in Malaysia?
Well, actually, we're the M-pop idol of Malaysia.
Right, of course.
Yeah, we sing in Malay, and actually, rather than K-pop, I do believe there's a large history of like dance and single groups as well in other countries like America and Europe. So we take inspiration from everywhere. And we hope to give the Malaysian industry a pop of color with our genre and our music.
So. It definitely does, because as much as, you know, I feel like we want this kind of genres out, but we don't have that much of people doing it. And when Dola came up, it just gave us that fresh music, fresh taste. And I have to say, a lot of people support you guys, because like we said, like, oh my God, we have, like you said, the first M-pop of Malaysia. That's really cool.
Because I feel like we're all new to the industry as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very experimental. So we are trying to break
boundaries and also, you know, pave our own way for maybe the next coming girl groups or boy groups coming up in the industry as well, giving them a better platform like in that way.
Ooh, this is senpai talking. Like, what did they call it in Korean?
Oh, I don't know.
Sunday. Yeah, Sunday, correct. Sorry, blur already. Talking to you guys makes me very nervous. Anyway, so, how do you feel at being known as Malaysia's first female K-pop girl group? Any feelings? Sasha, you've been very quiet. I don't want to hear you talk.
Yeah.
How do we feel?
Yeah.
It's a little bit challenging because we're the first one and then we have to like experimenting like quite a lot of new stuff because there's no girl group that dance as hardcore as we are here before. So there's a lot of new stuff. Yeah, macam we have to get through it lah. So, but it's fun also actually. Yeah.
Right.
We're actually very grateful to have this chance to be the first. I mean, I don't know whether we're the first. There's many who paved the way for us as well. But to be able to have the opportunity to pave a kind of pathway and also, you know, sing Malay in a way that's probably not really heard of in this country. And we think Malay is a very beautiful language. And when we hear it in our song, we actually think, you know what, this can go anywhere. And, you know, just like K-pop, if people outside our country actually would like to sing our songs in Malay, which one of our reactors have done, which we feel so blessed, it's just beautiful. So.
It is.
True. And a lot of our listeners also, some say they prefer the Malay versions of our songs, which is me. Mm-hmm.
And also, they have been dancing covers to the Malay version as well. I've seen so many on TikTok. Yeah. And all of them are so good. All right, it's time for another quick break, but don't go anywhere. We're going to talk so much more together with Dola on The Night Show right here on TFM. Always with you.
The Night Show, 7 to 10 p.m. every weekday, only on TFM.
Yo, what's up? New Music Friday on The Night Show on TFM. This is your boy, TP. Tonight in the studio, a very special artist interview. Not just an artist, but artists. It's the girl group of Malaysia, Dola. Now, just now we talk about your music, Watch Me Glow and Bad. Right now, we want to know, will there be more music with a similar vibe and genre such as Watch Me Glow and Bad out in the future? Can fans expect more similar work as well? Angel, why don't you go first?
We are pausing at the moment because of Bad. Like, we still want to promote Bad. And we are also, like, sourcing for new songs that suits the vibe, suits us as well. We're sourcing very hard for songs because we always want to like top up our standards to the next level, you know, like after Bad, it's like, okay, this is the standard for us, for Bad. Like, what do we want next? What do we want our audience to hear? And we always want the best things out there for our audience. So we think hard about it.
Okay, understand. And by the way, Angel, I'm from Kuching, by the way. So we're like basically
neighbors.
Okay, will we be able to expect a Dola album soon?
I think all I can say for now is we have very, very big plans for this year. So we will have to see by the end of this year if we have enough songs to put into an album. We will definitely create a very nice...
We'll work towards that for sure.
Yeah. Okay. We'll keep your word on that. Now, here's also, I asked a few of my fans here that they are a huge fan of Dollars. They are asking a very important question. Will there be a Dollar like stick?
Everyone asks us this.
Everyone is asking this. Will there be a Dollar light stick?
I think the direct answer to that is we are trying to find a good combination in a way that we can create a light stick that is affordable and available to everyone in this country and everywhere else. And at the same time, maintain a very high quality for our light stick because we want it to look beautiful and we want it to last forever. So we are taking our time to really give something that is, you know, of a high quality for our fans. Mm-hmm. And we hope that they can be patient with us while we try to figure that out for everyone.
Okay. There we have it, fans. Okay, I asked the questions already. And right now, we're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere because we have more to talk with Dola after this. For example, up next, I'm going to be asking Dola who would they like to collaborate it with in the future. So make sure to stay tuned. This is TFM, always with you.
Tune into The Night Show every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
TFM. Bonjour, Night Show and TFM here in New Music Friday with your favorite favorite boy in the whole wide world. It is me, TP. And right now, we've got our favorite Malaysia girl group. It is Dola in the house. All right, so Dola, we talked about a lot of things. Right now, we want to know, who do you guys want to collaborate in the future?
Ooh, I think each of us have, like, our own.
Okay, go for it. Go for
preferred,
it.
Preferred artists. But I mean, as a group, collectively, who would you guys say?
I think for me, all two artists. Mm-hmm. That's in consideration for the group collab, and that would be, one is Yuna, which she's amazing and we would love to work with her, and second is Force Park Boys. I don't know if you guys have heard of course you guys have heard of them.
preach. Whoa, what about Sasha? Who do you think you want to collaborate with?
I agree with Tabby. I actually would really love to collab with Yuna as well, and Force Park Boys sounds cool because we actually want to try like new genre, like hip hop. So I feel like it would be a good collaboration.
Ooh, that's cool. That's cool.
I think that is it goes for the group, I guess. I think those are like the top two for now.
Okay.
But yeah.
Right. Let's spread the words and hopefully we get to see that collaboration soon. All right. Now, what is the best advice that each of you have gotten? We go through one by one. Tabby, why don't you go first? What's the best advice that you've gotten so far?
For me, it would be do good things and good things will come back to you. So good karma.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. And Sabronzo?
Advice in general, you mean? Or advice in the industry? Or how is it?
Your best advice, whatever it is. It can be anything.
Dude, okay. My best advice is live your life how you want. And always be kind and stay humble.
Very beautiful advice. And then Sasha?
For me, it would be slowly but surely.
Go
at your own pace. I'm going to say, yeah.
Love that one.
And I'm like, wow, it's true. Because sometimes in life we're like rushing everything, you know. So I feel like it really means a lot to me lah when she said that.
Yeah, thank you for that, Sasha. And Angel.
For me, it's definitely keep going and keep doing what you want and what you love to do, because the results will always show.
Yeah, all very good advice. And right now, we'll take a quick break, a very, very short break. Be back with Dola right after this, right here on TFM. So make sure to stay tuned.
Get ready for a fun and crazy ride on the night show, right here on TFM.
Welcome. Night show on TFM here. Hello, what's up? Chilling with me, TP. New Music Friday tonight with a very special guest. Dola's in the house. They are the first girl group of Malaysia. Now, we've talked a lot right now, so for the final question that I've got you for this evening, Dola, do you have any words that you want to say to your fans right here in Malaysia? Let's start with Sabronzo.
Okay, so to all our fans, our idolers, our new listeners, thank you so much for supporting us. For the ones that have been supporting us since day one, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys. For the ones who have been streaming bad, we appreciate you guys as well, because none of this would have been able to be possible if it weren't for you guys. So we appreciate it.
Woo! Angel, what would you want to say to your fans?
Thank you so much, Idolers, and thank you to TFM for having us today. We hope to see you very soon in every little city that is in Malaysia that we haven't been to. Hopefully, we get to meet you guys all soon.
Yeah. Angel, remember to bring them to Kuching, okay? Then we can hang out.
It's been planning for the longest of time. So
okay, definitely.
We'll make it happen.
All right. Sasha, what would you want to tell your fans? Yeah, what would you want to tell fans?
I want to say thank you so much for nonstop streaming our song. And I just want you guys to know that without you guys, we will not be here. And you guys means a lot to us. And yeah, do follow us for more updates.
Yay! Make sure to follow these girls on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube. They're very, very active there as well. And finally, Tabby, what would you want to say to your fans?
Yes, and last but not least, since the girls covered most of it already, we're working so, so, so hard for you guys, and we hope to get your continuous support in our future projects as well. And you know what? We love you guys, and we're grateful for everything you have given us. Thank you so much.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's Dola with me tonight. Oh, it's such a pleasure to have all of y'all. You're all very cheerful, very... I can't wait to hear more songs from you guys soon. And thank you so much. You. Take care, okay?
Thank you.
TP. Bye. All right, and that's it for today's interview with Dola. They're such lovely girls. Can't wait to see more of their future projects and adventures as well. And for the rest of you, don't go anywhere. This is not the end yet, okay? Next hour is Gossip Hour. Make sure to stay tuned. This is EFM, always with you.
tea.